If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, driving a vehicle, it's one of the most ubiquitous symbols of the United States. We're a nation of cars. And as predictable as vehicular traffic is, the things that happen while we're driving are somehow unpredictable. A young driver in Michigan, for example, he swerved to avoid hitting a coyote. I'm just guessing he didn't realize it was a coyote. Anyway, the good news is he did miss the coyote. The bad news is that he did not miss the Silverado driving the other way. Now, everyone involved, sans the coyote, had to go to the hospital. And luckily, everyone was wearing their seatbelts, except for the one guy in the back seat of the Silverado. And a lot of people in the back seat don't wear seatbelts. But if you're driving, you really should. Case in point, a guy in Montana, he tried to avoid hitting a deer. And he did. But he rolled his vehicle and was ejected because, again, he was not wearing the seatbelt. Miraculously, he did survive. Now, you're not always the driver, of course. A woman in Australia, she was an Uber passenger, and she was not involved in a crash or anything like that, but she did have to watch the driver masturbate for the duration of her 20-minute ride home. To say that she was uncomfortable, Jesus, a bit of an understatement, but she pretended not to notice. Now, sadly, sometimes the most aggravating part of driving is the opposite or basically the opposite of exciting. And I'm talking, of course, about traffic. Now, those of us here in the Pacific Northwest, we already know that I-5 can often be a nightmare. But WSDOT, well, guess what? They assure us that this summer, it'll be even worse. And we'll share those ugly details coming up. But first, we want to talk about your memories from the road. All right. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, quite simply is, what have you seen on the road that you will never forget?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
Home Patrol is the way we go. Welcome to Season 20 and Episode number 4,296. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat on this oh-so-positive Friday.
Positive.
Once again, the exciting return of 10 versus the FCC into the weekend. The third and final try for Ted to get this one right against listener Joe. And Joe's shiny slit city shirt.
Why are you saying it so slow?
Because it's a tongue twister.
The tongue twister.
Once again, has not gotten right in two attempts. Hopefully, we will get one in the win column today on Ted versus the FCC.
What is it again?
It is, it's about frickin' Chuck. And he can't frickin' find nutty, fat, nuck futs.
Ah, nuck futs.
Yes.
They are hard to find, man.
They really are. Ted versus the FCC.
I got a guy.
When's the last time you had a nuck fut?
Mm-hmm. 2 days ago. Like I said, I got a guy.
Two days ago.
Yep.
Coming up at 4:35 on the program. 1 week from tomorrow. Men's Room 20th Anniversary World Tour stop number 3 as we head down to Auburn and Muckleshoot Casino with the reunited New Originals.
Oh, my.
How many different managers meetings were involved in getting the band to put their differences aside and get back on stage to entertain the fans?
I mean, there's only one meeting in person, but it started with the emails, the Zoom calls. A lot of arguments broke out there, but eventually we went to the same therapist that Metallica did.
Yeah.
When they were kind of losing their minds a little bit. And, you know, credit to that guy. He talked us down. He listened to our concerns, which was simply this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about the money?
Right, yeah. And well, I know that you wanted to move in a smooth jazz direction for a while.
And that's what I've been working on,
your
man.
Bandmates, they were not too happy about that choice of where your direction was going musically.
I want to do the smooth jazz thing. Look, there's a John Tesh.
That's why I left.
Makes a lot of money.
Yeah, gotta get loud again.
Kenny G makes a lot of money doing the smooth. I thought maybe a black person should do smooth jazz for a change.
How about that?
No,
yeah.
Yeah, right. That's too weird.
Didn't you guys kind of start the whole jazz thing, though?
Yeah, we're just doing jazz. Oh. And then when white people did it, they called it smooth jazz.
Isn't that kind of an oxymoron?
Little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
Nah, man, ours is smoother.
Yeah, it's just smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that rough-ass jazz.
Absolutely free show with the New Originals at Muckleshoot Casino. Show starts at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Again, April 12th, 1 week from tomorrow. We will have the Men's Room IPA, the Men's Room 20th Anniversary from Black Raven Brewing, beer brats from Uli's, the sausage will be there, the roasted red salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. Do maybe a little live Ted versus the FCC. Do some dad jokes up there as well.
Are you going to join the New Originals and play Eggs? You've played Eggs on one New Original song at one New Originals performance.
You never know when I'm going to pop up there. Again, my contract has not been renegotiated.
I know you're getting paid the least. The Eggs, just they get no love. Well,
that's, yeah.
Outside of New Orleans, Eggs, not a big that's member right. of the band.
It's. I tell you what I am going to do. I'm going to win money on the slots this time around.
Yeah!
I lost a hundy last time. I'm getting that money back, Muckleshoot Casino. I'm coming for you. I know where my slot machine is. I'm playing that damn game. I'm going to win. So I'm walking out of there.
What game are you playing?
Wad of Cash. It's the one that's got the little devil on it and all the fire goes up. All right. You know what I'm talking about? Well,
no.
Look, our logo is a red devil.
Yes.
All right? Has been for 20 years. They have a slot machine with a red devil that looks a lot like our logo.
I see the connection.
I play that hoping that that will bring me good fortune.
But it didn't.
Well, it did not the first time. You got to sometimes try again.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it a shot and come out of there with some cash. It is 2 o'clock. It's absolutely free. It's going to be a great afternoon. We hope to see you down there. Oh, what else we got? Coming up, we'll drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And today we have a Men's Room Dealer's Choice, Bad Choice Friday. I always look at the weather. I always look at the potential for heat, for sun, whatever the situation is. When I pick my tune, I try to make it according to the feel that you would need driving home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And what would be the best song for you? So we have all picked our own individual tune.
Mm-hmm.
We do not know what the other member has picked. We just lobby to see that if you will vote for us in trusting that we will bring the musical selection that you will find the most joy in.
Oh, you know I will. I don't look at the sun.
How many songs did you get rejected so far that you submitted today?
Just the one. So I picked a tune just from Clutch that I love. And I'm like, I don't understand. And it's not a hit, was the thing. Castle's like, yeah, but no one knows
like Hooker with
the
penis
song.
Or something.
No. It's okay. 110010.
Okay.
Yeah, so all right.
It's a great tune.
Ted, let's at least give some clues. Ted, what would be the best clue as far as your song that you picked? Or just the genre, you know, to give people an idea of maybe what direction you were going in. What feel are you still in the Grateful Dead sphere world?
Right.
You know, that you've been, you know, somehow buzzed on for a few weeks? Are you, you know,
think more I'm still at the Encore. There's a big time nightclub. We've left the Dead show. Now we're going to a nightclub.
Now you're going to a nightclub.
So I know it's bumping.
Okay.
At least. All right. I don't know what the song is, but I'm guessing it is upbeat.
I mean, it's a little bit older if you're into that genre, but it's a classic. Okay.
Yeah. Steve, what genre of music or any hints on maybe the direction?
Black man.
A blind black man. You and a blind black man.
It's that easy.
Okay.
I went. That's a clue.
You can at least guess the R. Put it in, not Ray Charles.
Right.
I gotta see.
Yeah. Here's my clue. in my mind, and they're
it's as, already a bad start.
As far as music goes, from my home state of West Virginia, I picked in my mind what I believe to be the greatest artist to ever come out of the state of West Virginia. I was going hometown. I was going hometown.
And the Don Knotts.
Don Knotts does not sing.
The guy who played Gilligan.
He might have been the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Was Gilligan the...
Bob Denver. I'm not sure if he was from West Virginia, but he resided there.
All right. Which
he was kind of like the Dave Matthews of West Virginia. Originally from somewhere else, but made
Steve Harvey, not a musician. I'm trying to think of a musician.
I bet Steve Harvey can sing. He's a pretty talented guy.
Yeah, I mean, he can sing, though. I don't think he can get his vocals through those big-ass teeth.
Yeah. Jennifer Gardner, she's from West Virginia.
She's got pipes.
Jennifer Gardner?
You're damn right.
Deep pipes.
Okay. Yeah. So, here's what you do.
Wait, what's Mike's clue?
I'm about to say, let me have my piece here, Miles.
Okay, all
because
right.
I took the same tip as you did, and I looked at the weather outside. Yeah. And different from you, I'm not trying to make your drive home enjoyable. I am trying to kickstart your weekend. It is a beautiful day outside.
You're kickstarting.
We are kickstarting the weekend. It is a beautiful day outside. It's going to be nice tomorrow. Sunday, not so much. But who cares about Sunday? That's a recovery day anyway. I'm telling all you the people out there, I don't let you down. You hear what I've got to offer, and you enjoy it. So, trust me when I say you're going to have a great weekend when you kick it off with my bad choice.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, but people lie all the time.
That's a sales pitch.
That's a sales pitch. I've never won. You guys are the popular ones as far as this goes.
Yeah.
Mike, are we talking country? Are we talking...
I'm not going to dive quite that deep into it. This is a universally liked song. There is nobody that says this is a terrible song.
All right, so what you want to do is, you want to go, if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live, and vote for the member of the show that you believe will provide you with the most quality entertainment as you drive your car home into the weekend. Look out. Why again with another milkshake if you've been dealing with a mocha?
Because this one's cold. The hot mochas are the ones that get my guts going.
Okay, yep.
I had one like 8:30 this morning. By 8:45, man, I'm just farting up a storm.
Right.
By the way, Miles, the slot machine you were speaking of at a mocha shoot?
Yeah.
It's called Hot Stuff.
That is right, Hot Stuff.
And if someone
that
here says,
is it.
I've won some good money on that machine.
See, I'm telling
Miles
you,
hasn't.
I've seen people win money on it.
Yes.
You are beside me.
I'm
going to
sit behind you and just sip a beer. And just watch you pour money into it. And when you get up, I'm going to play it.
Well, the great thing is...
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, when you do hit, you know, when you do hit, they play Donna Summer.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
You know, hot stuff. Oh. I'm working for some hot stuff, baby, this evening.
Yeah,
that means sex,
ding, 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 ding,
but
ding,
how
ding,
do you
ding,
know
ding,
that?
Ding,
would
ding,
you
ding,
watch
ding,
somebody
ding,
else win it?
I have won before. I have won before. I have just not won the last time that we were there. That is all I'm saying. When I walk up to you with dollar bills,
yeah,
you are going to be.
You're
like,
going to ask me for change.
No way, man. I'm going to be like, dude, I need a few more. I'm down 200. But yes. So today on the question, what is the most fun about the weekend? Even if it's a nice day, it's a rainy day, it's a crappy day. One thing that we can guarantee around here is that traffic absolutely is going to suck.
It really does, man.
Now I have been. I don't know what's going on in my lifetime. Maybe these stickers were not around when I first learned to drive. I am not sure if it is just the current day. The fact that we've been here for 20 years, I do not know what's going on in other cities. But I can guarantee you this, I've never seen more new driver or student driver stickers on cars with a value of over $50,000 in my life. I've never seen
this. The difference is the car.
Look, when
it's unreal.
I was learning to drive,
you're in a BMW 6 Series.
I had a $2,000 car. I know times have changed, prices have changed.
You can still get a $2,000 car.
It's harder to get a good, but you know, I'm 16 years old. I'm learning to drive. I am driving a car that is so old just because my parents wanted me to have a safe car. This car got 8 miles to the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
It was an old AMC. It sucked. It was always broken down. It was terrible. I was obviously a new driver on the road because nobody else in their right mind would be driving this car.
Not at 8 miles to the gallon.
I'm telling you, when I drive on the weekend, and I'm not making this up, if I take a drive down to Tacoma, I will see no less than 10 of those stickers on the back of people's cars.
Everywhere.
And it scares the living hell out of me because I look over there and I'm like, oh, wow, you're 70. Like, this was not a good time to start. Or whatever the deal is. It's not who I expect it to be. It's not a freaking 16-year-old girl with her dad in the driver's seat.
I just like it when they pass you, and then you see the sticker.
Yeah, they were like 75.
Like, I gotta be careful. Maybe you should be careful.
I convince a lot of people to just put it on the car so that you don't get as angry when they make bad decisions. Like, I've been driving for 40 years, but I'm going to go ahead and put the sticker on the back of my car.
You don't like honk. Driving instructor or something to let you know that, look, man, you're a teacher. You might have a student in your car or whatever the deal is. I don't know what's going on, but traffic sucks on the weekend in Seattle. It's a guarantee.
They should just have stickers that say, forgive me, I'm driving.
Right. And if you're...
New driver or not, it seems the same. It just kind of sucks.
And if you're down at JBLM in that area, down from, you know, the Olympia stretch up to Tacoma, you know for a fact that they built all that new wonderful stretch of I-5 like they're going to do up here in Seattle. And what they do, they build an outdoor tunnel. Basically, it's a tunnel without a roof.
Yeah.
There's no room on the sides. You cannot pull over. If there is an accident in that stretch that's leading into DuPont, you are absolutely screwed. The tow truck can't get in
there. But you're screwed everywhere here, man. I mean, JBLM always sucks. It is understood. But anywhere on I-5 seems to suck. And one of the biggest problems that Seattle has, you can't do anything about it. It's just geography, man, right? You can go north, south, you can go east, west. There's not a lot you can do about it. You know, some cities have beltways, which makes things very convenient. And yet, it could be done here at the cost of probably $7 billion. No one's going to drop that kind of cash, so you're just kind of stuck.
You are.
Right? There's not a lot of alternative routes. But then there's inexplicable traffic. We went up to Canada last Friday night after work, and 5 North was great. Somehow when you get north of Everett, and I can't explain it, we're north of Everett where you expect a little congestion, right? But we're north of Everett, and I can't explain it. Everyone's going like 10 miles an hour. There were no accidents. There was nothing. And it was like 30 minutes of this.
And we're trying to figure out. Muckle T.O. and all that crap?
Yeah, but I can't.
Probably to Stanwood. That's normally.
That's about where it started easing up a little bit. It was. It just blew our minds.
But Marysville is just. It's like the base.
It's crazy.
Like you drive by Marysville, it's going to back up.
But you would think 12 million people live in Marysville. Because I'm in the car going, like, how many goddamn people live there?
Well, guess what? Good news. This summer it's going to get worse. The Washington State Department of Transportation said it'll take an important step on I-5. From Yesler to Northgate. Right where your probable exits are, guys.
Basically, that takes me from home to work or work to home.
And you, Ted, too. The project to preserve the aging I-5 Ship Canal Bridge. Now, if you've been on the express lanes, you can kind of already see that they've got the emergency tarps up or whatever the hell they're doing to keep stuff from falling on cars. It's kind of already up there.
I do like that net in there because they have lights in it. It's brighter.
They do. I mean, actually, that has actually improved the trip going home.
Yeah, they got, they say, 4 weeks of critical construction activities. And during the summer closure, they will repair and reface about 20% of the northbound Ship Canal Bridge, repair expansion joints, replace the bridge drain inlets. They will close, I believe, a portion of I-5 from 90 for an entire weekend to get things ready to go. The express lane will remain open in the northbound direction around the clock. Hallelujah. Drivers can use I-90 exits, maybe go up 405. Either way.
This could be a nightmare.
It is going to be a nightmare.
I believe it's 4 weekends in a row. And they're working on the light rail now. And there's a sign basically at the end of my driveway indicating, hey, we're going to close down your street. Now we know it's an evacuation route. That's why we put speed bumps on it. That makes a lot of sense. But also, in spite of you living here, we're going to close it. I'm like, all right, man. Well, that's fine. Because normally, with the light rail, when they've done some of the closures, it was like 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. or something. Like, all right.
Yeah.
No big whoop. So we're reading the sign today, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Like, that's when you're going to close the road from 9 a.m. to 5. I'd rather listen to the noise at night and the lights, because it's really not that bad for whatever it is they're doing. But yeah, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm like,
how are you going
to
get out?
We're just going to, my wife and I have the same attitude, like, F you, we live here, move. I mean, there's nothing else we can do. It's not to be mean, but it's like, look, we have to pull out of our driveway to go do whatever the hell we have to do, because God knows we always have something to do. The more trouble would be getting home. You know, when you're pulling out of your driveway, those guys are very gracious. They understand. Obviously, you live here, right? You got the kids in the car, whatever you're doing. They just move some cones. You zip down the road. But getting back to your house is more problematic. Because where they're closing it, we will be about 8 blocks away from where our driveway is. So then you have to convince them.
And actually live up the road.
Look, I'm one of the first guys that would lie to you and be like, yeah, I live here. Just for a shortcut. But this time I actually mean it. So we'll see how that goes. My wife's not having it, so I'll let her do the talking on that. She really, like, she's already angry. She told me the speech this morning she's going to give them if they try to stop her. And I'm just like, Jesus, I'm so glad I don't work for Washington.
I like that she's on it, though.
Dude, yeah. Well, you say that because you weren't in the car with her, but yes.
So we use this...
get that anger out.
Oh, yeah.
We use this question to bitch about the roads a little bit. But in truth, we just want to know the craziest thing that you've seen, either when you were a passenger in a car, if you were driving in a car, maybe you just saw something on the side of the roadway, something happened to your car while you were driving it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you were the cause of the commotion. Maybe
when the rock dropper was dropping all that crap on I-5, you know, like anything, you read about it. Obviously, it was happening with some frequency. That was, what, a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we were aware of it, but you do not think you're going to be the recipient of it. And sure enough, we're going home. I-5 North, man, went under the overpass, and just big-ass rock, probably like half the size of a bowling ball is probably the best way to describe it, smashes off the windshield. And we realize it came from whoever the rock dropper was. That was and it just pissed me off, by the way. Shout out to Safelane for showing up at my house and actually doing what the commercial says. They were quick about it.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, because I'm talking to the guy from Safelane.
That's scary as hell.
It was real. It's more the sound of it, man. I mean, it's just when that thing hits your windshield, it is like you Joel swerved off the road because you don't realize what it is at first. And then it kind of occurs to you when you're looking at the windshield. Anyway, the next day, Safelane shows up. They're doing the thing. And I asked the guy, "Hey, man, is that you guys dropping rocks down there?" And he's like, but it never actually answered the question.
You always read the story about the guy in Jersey who's throwing nails out on the road. He owns a tire store.
That's why I thought to ask the guy, like, honestly, hey, you're getting my business. Well, I'm just thinking, you hire guys to drop rocks on windshields.
I don't know where you are. I don't know if he was on I-5. I don't know where in the hell he was. But when Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show used to have his old Jeep.
Oh, God, yeah.
He had either a piece of metal. Or
it was almost like rebar.
Rebar. Yeah. Flew through his driver's, through the windshield, and fortunately, it went on the passenger side.
Yeah.
And fortunately,
so it killed his wife.
No one
him.
Was in that in that seat at the time. But, I mean, it pierced the windshield.
Yeah, it went straight through.
It fell off a truck, whatever the deal was, man. That was the one where I was like, man, I've had cars explode when I'm driving them, but that's
terrifying.
I could see my engine light ramping up and everything else. But would you just have something fly through your windshield that you had no idea was going to happen?
By the time it registers that it's headed toward you, it's already too late, right? You just don't have the reaction time to avoid it.
That's what happened a couple of years ago. I had a giant ass rock just slam right into my windshield. At the big
did you
old,
see it coming?
Oh yeah, it, like a split second before.
That's what I mean. Hey, that one second going. I think it's going to.
Be careful too, because you don't want to just swerve crazy at 65 miles an hour.
I had a whole family of quails flying to the front of my car.
I know.
It's crazy. What have you seen on the road that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm Jill, a registered dietitian. When I meet with patients, they usually think I'm going to tell them to throw out their favorite snacks. But don't worry, your Cheetos are safe. That's not how this works. I help my patients build healthier habits based on their lifestyle and goals without guilt or restriction. Nourish connects dietitians like me with people like you who are ready to take control of their health. Your appointments could be fully covered through your insurance, since 94% of Nourish patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
This, in my mind, is terrifying. If you've been to Niagara Falls,
yeah,
it is one of the most impressive things in nature as far as just the enormity of the falls.
I recommend anyone, if you get the opportunity to go, man, just go. You would not be disappointed.
The volume of the water going over the top. I mean, you cannot believe that anyone ever thought, I want to go over this thing in a barrel. That'll be fun. Let me see if I can live.
That's insane.
Now, when I went to see my daughter in Africa in December, I went to Victoria Falls. And Victoria Falls are some of the most legendary falls.
Are they the tallest, I believe, in the world?
There's something, man. But yeah, there's one.
I think it might be. I think tallest is in Venezuela, but they're right. Known for like just their sheer height.
It's they're big. I mean, it's probably a mile's worth of walking on the trail along the falls. I'm telling you, Victoria Falls does not hold a candle to Niagara Falls.
Really?
Oh. As far as the beauty, I mean, granted, look, it's cool because when you're on the United States side, you know, you turn around and you look at a Ripley's Believe It or Not and a guy selling trinkets, and then you turn back around and you see the most beautiful natural sight. It's almost like being at the pyramids. You turn around, there's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It kind of is. Like, you look at the falls on both sides, American or Canadian, and when you turn around, it's like, you know, ye old corn dog, uh-huh. Welcome to the souvenir
oh,
shop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, man, have you been there, Ted? Niagara Falls?
No, I have not. I've never been up there.
Dude, it's
you can get a heart-shaped bed for a honeymoon suite.
Yes, you can.
That vibrates. Mm-hmm. You put quarters in it.
I do that just by myself.
Side by side.
Mm-hmm. Try to relax.
It's a really, really, yeah, really high-class place. Well, visitors to Niagara Falls this week had more to gawk at than just the waterfalls after a man drove his pickup right through a fence and into the Niagara Falls Gorge. According to a statement, officers responded to a call around 6:30 on Wednesday at the Aquarium of Niagara, where they say they found a 42-year-old man suffering from injuries consistent with an accident. Cops determined he'd driven his 2008 Toyota Tundra onto the gorge near the Whirlpool Bridge. He'd been able to walk out of the gorge on his own. The badly damaged vehicle doesn't appear to have entered the water at any point, but based on the photos from the scene, it was saved by one lone tree. After a search, police determined no one else had been involved in the accident, and the man was transported to a local hospital. One tree kept him from going over Niagara Falls in his 2008 Toyota Tundra.
It would have been a much different story.
Our question, what have you seen on the road that you will never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola. Good, man. Positive Friday.
Yeah. Positive Friday.
So what did you see on the roadway?
Well, it's pretty much every day, I got to be honest. The roadway being the route in which people take ferries across. I work for more reputable ferry service in Washington, not to name any names. But so people, you know, like all the stereotypes, like driving distracted, all that stuff. It's all the combination of it, guys. It's all of it. The ridiculous thing, though, is I watched a lady park her vehicle. The tire went into where the overflow tank goes for the burp valve for the fuel.
And what happens as a result of her doing that?
Well, she didn't realize that she was still in drive.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So she just sat there with the car stuttering and moving and smoking the tire. And that's what actually alerted the crew to come by and ask her to put it in park, step out of the vehicle, and, you know, law enforcement was called, yada, yada. But
was she drunk? Was she old or what?
combination.
Oh, okay. Oh, drunk and old. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Sounds like everyone's grandma.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, have you ever seen a video where the guy misses the ferry and he does a Dukes of Hazzard style attempt to get
on
that dam?
He tries, yes.
He did not live.
No.
He was like in a Winnebago, if I'm not mistaken. I swear to God, I'm sure I remember this video. He tried to jump.
It was like 3 or 4 years ago.
His Winnebago onto a ferry as it was probably 10, 15 feet off of the ramp. Flies this thing. He lands it. He does land it. And then, man, the whole thing just explodes and crushes in the front. I don't believe he made it.
Okay, did not see that one then.
That was
I seen a car miss. It was the same. It was actually the one I saw was a car, and he tried the same thing. I don't know what the guy thought was going to happen, because unlike the Winnebago, like, the ferry was far enough away that I don't understand why anyone think they'd make it, but also there was no ramp in front of him. So you see this guy kind of frantic. He wants to get on the ferry, guns his car, and launches off the ramp and just went straight into the water. I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of how that works, man.
Hey, you're right, Miles. It was in Quebec.
You have the video?
So, I'm trying. I've got it right here. It's loading.
Okay. So the boat pulls away, right?
All right.
Now, here comes Evel Knievel in his RV. He's in his RV. Look how far that's way out.
Wow.
Boom. Jeez. He made it. I mean, he made that mother.
Well, the Winnebago landed on the ferry, but he died.
Yes, he died.
He made it.
The goal wasn't to live or die. The goal was to jump that thing and land on the ferry.
The goal was to live or die.
He did it.
You think those were his last words?
He did it.
The video that I got is titled "Surveillance Video Captures Terrifying Accident on Board Quebec Ferry." That was no accident, my friend.
No, he gunned it.
That was a purpose.
What have you seen on the road that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Well, to start things off, I just witnessed a 3-car fender bender on 405 heading home.
Okay.
Yay. So 405 needed more reasons to be slow.
No kidding.
If there's any more reason to avoid it. But my story takes place, I was probably about 8 years old. And I was riding in the car with my mom. We were heading down, I believe, I-5. We were following behind my dad, who was towing a car on a tow dolly. And we were in the far right lane, driving like grandparents, like my parents do, when the back driver's side tire on the car that was being towed popped off, rolled across all 4 lanes of traffic, passed us on the shoulder, went down like a quarter mile or so, then crossed back across all 4 lanes of traffic and rolled to a stop right in front of us.
So you were able to get the tire?
We were able to get the tire and put it back on.
Yeah.
But just the fact that it wasn't hit by a car was ridiculous.
And it didn't bounce over into the other lane. It stayed the Jersey Wall.
What are the odds of that, man?
I told you, man. My buddy, we were going to a baseball game, and he had a Honda Civic, and I'm in the back seat. And all of a sudden, this tire goes past us. And I'm like, Craig, check this out, man. There's a tire that just blew right past us. Next thing you know, we realized it was on his car.
Right.
That was our tire. And it was the tire underneath the seat that I was sitting in the back seat. And that was the one. So I was the one who kind of
taking the brunt.
I felt the vibration of, you know, the no tire part and the car hitting the ground. We dig at the tire. What you don't think about is the fact that you need to find the lug nuts.
Right.
So more so than anything else, all right, we got the tire. Where in the hell? And lug nuts are big enough, they kind of look like a rock on the road.
So sure.
We found 2 of them.
Out of what, 5?
Yeah. And we secured them on there as best we could and drove the rest of the way. And I'm just thinking to myself, the tire's going to come off again. It did not. But I
feel like 2 should do it.
I was terrified.
How much farther did you drive, though?
Oh, God. Another 5-6 miles?
Oh, all right. Okay. It wasn't like you drove like hours.
No, we had to go to the baseball field. We had a baseball game that night.
Why is it that say your car's going 60 miles an hour, when your tire comes off, somehow it goes up to 70 miles an hour? Like people, like you said, a lot of people go, "Man, I saw my tire go by my car on the way." How is the tire going faster?
I think it's that kind of slingshot thing, like zing. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, maybe that's it. It just seems odd.
When it comes off, it's spinning. Now it's spinning faster because it's free.
Right.
What have you seen on the road that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Heidi. Welcome to the men's room.
Positive Friday, guys.
Positive Friday.
thank you for the birthday shout-out on the 31st. You guys are pretty awesome for that one. That was a T-Rex suit.
Okay.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Well, all you gotta do is email them in, man. We'll do them.
By the way, just real quick, before you get to your car thing, what is up with the T-Rex suit? If I remember your email correctly, you were going out that night in a T-Rex suit. Is this correct?
I do. I have an inflatable T-Rex suit, and I don't wear it the whole night. You just have to make an appearance and then disappear. That's the key.
Okay.
But you should see how insane people get. They just freak out when there's this big, huge inflatable T-Rex, and I got to, like, duck to get through the doors, too. But I'm kind of short, so like if my brother wears it, it's kind of got high waters. But people just start cracking up. I've been invited to random parties. Oh my gosh!
How do they check?
Great costume.
So when they check your ID, do you have to pull the head off, or do you have a picture as a dinosaur?
You get inside of it and then you zip it up, and it's got this little fan in there, so it keeps it blown up. So if you like sit down and get up too fast, it'll kind of like be like half plated. I usually go in. I hope they're not going to freak out. Usually, I just show them my badge or your wrist thing or whatever, you know, to get in, and hopefully they'll be cool with it. Like the L4 zone, they're totally cool with
it. You said you were newly single, I believe, in the email. How's the dating life?
Just single. Just me and my dog.
Yeah, hey, man.
Don't think the dinosaur suit is helping?
Wrong. Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, I see a lady rolling in a dinosaur suit, and I'm like, hey, that is a girl for me. I'm getting up in that cloaca.
It's a woman, though. You can't see her, right?
T-Rex meet T-Bone.
Hey, I'm 50-50, all right?
That's pretty awesome, you guys. I don't think they think that's a female inside, because you can't see the person inside of it at all.
No, like, it's a T-Rex.
And your head's got this little window below the head of the costume, but it's like got this mesh, so it's kind of blanked out. But if I wear it for too long, it gets all foggy in there, and oh, man, I think it gets hot.
Can you pull down just the hood, though, and like we could see your face?
Oh, yeah, if I unzip like a little part of it, I can, like, my head will come out of like right where the T-Rex's neck is. People are like, oh, my God.
Have you ever been in your T-Rex outfit and then saw some guy you thought was hot and, like, wanted to put the moves on, but you're dressed like a dinosaur?
Oh, slightly, yeah. I actually, my friends have a cover band called the Circle Twerks, and they do, like, punk version of, like, Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift, and I call them a twerky, the T-Rex, then I'll get up on stage and then I'll just, like, twerk with it. It's got this huge, huge little fanny up there just twerking it. So,
brings the house down.
To people sometimes.
Good times. So what have you seen on the road you'll never forget?
So I was going to work and my clutch on my Jeep went out while I was driving. I could like I was driving and then I'd like push it down. I'm like, what the heck? Cause it was like squishy and it was kind of like sticking. I'm like, oh my God, something's going to happen. So, I call my boyfriend. I'm like, hey, I'm on the way to work. And, in Bremerton, there's two bridges. I had just gotten across the one, the way I was going was downhill, so it was uphill getting home. And I was like, I'm going to turn around because I'm pretty sure this is about to go out. So I get by the high school, and then I turn around, and then right when I get down at the bottom of this hill, like, it was done. There was no more clutch, and I was in second gear, and I was like, oh, my God. So I just made that light, so I was driving across the bridge, and it's almost all right turns to get home if I take the back roads. So I was just hoping. I'm like, please, please, please let me not stop. Let me not stop. Like, and I did. I got so lucky. I got the end of the bridge and the light was, God, I can't remember if it was red or green, but I was right turn. So I just looked. I was like, oh, I'm going. I can't stop. Sorry. So I just took the right. And then it was left after that. No cars. I just cruised. I think it was like four turns all the way. And I made it on my street in my driveway. And I somehow made it home in second without stopping.
How long did you have to go after you realized the clutch is no longer working?
Probably only like 2 miles.
Well, the good news is as far as car, you know, repairs go, from what I remember, the clutch that I had repaired, when they told me how much it was going to cost, I was like, whew. That was a cheap repair.
Oh yeah.
Comparatively speaking, compared to replacing a transmission
or
one of those other ones.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Just did that recently.
That's the difference between a manual and an automatic, man. If the clutch goes, it's somewhat affordable on the repair.
Yeah.
If I had known that, dude, I do everything on my vehicle myself because I didn't have the money really and I don't trust mechanics. And, dude, it took me like a month, maybe two. It was so difficult. Like,
that's why you go to the mechanic.
I would have known how it
was. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, then that's, like, oh, I'm not yeah, saying this it's is, a good. This is wrong and that's wrong. Like, no, it's not. It's give me the car.
Yeah, okay.
How much did it cost, miles? If you remember,
I think it was like $125.
What? No way.
Well, yeah, but that was 1989.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
It's like times 200 inflation.
But then the transmission then was $500. or $600. It's just relative to what it was.
I just dropped a lot in the trend. One thing I remember, man, and it's so stupid. It's not even eventful, but I'm like 14 years old. I'm spending a couple of weeks with my grandparents. My uncle Rick, he's always the cool guy. He's going to pick up a used refrigerator for his older brother, my other Uncle Raymond, who is the drunk uncle, right? Just, he's that guy. So he asked me, hey, man, come with me, help me move this fridge. I'm borrowing my buddy's pickup truck. No problem. And I don't know, this truck is maybe from like 1978 or something like that. All I remember is that it was a Ford. It was white. It was big. It had no power steering. And I only noticed that because every time we made a turn, my uncle's screaming like he's fighting someone. So every time he turned, he's like, ah, ah. I mean, huge turn radius, no power steering. Anyway, he's a smoker at the time. And so it is a two-seat cab. And behind us, you know, there's like that little narrow window. Mm-hmm. And you can slide it open. So we slid it open. This is Virginia in the summer. It's hot. There's no AC in this thing. Anyway, we're just talking as uncles and teens do. He has a cigarette in his mouth. It's not lit yet. So he presses down the little cigarette lighter thing. We keep talking. It takes, what, like 2 minutes to heat up? Now, normally, when the lighter's ready to let you know it's hot, it just kind of pops out.
Yep.
This thing shot out of this thing like a cannon, man, and shot out the back little slit of the window and landed in the bed of the truck. And he's like, what the hell was that? I'm like, man, I think that was a lighter. He's like, God damn. So we pull over. We grab the lighter. He has to do it again because now it's cooled down. He can't light a cigarette. So, again, we're driving. Maybe 2 minutes later, this thing pops out again. Shoots right between us, goes back out the back window again. This time does not hit the bed of the truck. It's out on the road. It's just gone. And the thing I remember most about it, one, we did not expect the cigarette lighter to shoot out the way it did. I mean, this thing came out with violence, man. It was just...
Why didn't he close the window the second time?
Because we both thought maybe it was just a weird malfunction. All right. We didn't think that was the standard way that this lighter popped out of the thing. But the whole thing was he didn't have a lighter. I just remember how pissed off he was because now he's Nick Fitting, wants a cigarette, doesn't have a lighter. He can't use the, quote, goddamn lighter that's in the car. It landed on the road, Steven. Yeah, I know, Rick, but you put it back in, man. I don't think you'd do it twice. I'm like, I didn't either, but at that time, I don't smoke.
Those things came out so hot.
Oh, super hot.
Super like, when I was hot. A kid, like, my brother would always press it in and then, like, wave it around. I mean, he'd like terrorize me.
What have you seen on the road you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, happy to be,
happy to you. Happy.
I had three accidents happen within like 2 weeks of each other, all of them where I was probably the first one to respond to call 911 to get medical assistance. The most dramatic was I was coming down the backside of the Grapevine going into Bakersfield, California, and there was two 18-wheelers and this little Pontiac Sunbird in front of me, and I saw the one 18-wheeler start to slam on his brakes, which resulted in the Pontiac slamming on his brakes and the 18-wheeler that was behind it cutting the Pontiac Sunbird in half, spinning it off in the ditch. After it hit the Pontiac, it rolled over on its side, blocking all three lanes of I-99. And then somehow magically aligning itself so that I could pass it. I pulled over. The guy who had laid his 18-wheeler on his side was crawling through the window. There was a brake fire. I put out the brake fire. I had already called 911.
What did you have a fire extinguisher in your car?
No. I just threw dirt on the,
the
brake fire. And as I'm approaching, I'm like prepared to see dead people. And the Pontiac Sunbird was cut in half, and there are two rather large white people in the front seats. Neither one of them really harmed.
Really?
The wife was fine. The husband was pushed up against the steering wheel. They had to have the jaws of life to come cut him out. But the dog in the back seat, not so great.
Oh, no. But,
yeah, it was absolutely horrendous. I was surprised because it could have very easily been me right there in the middle because I just happened to slow down because I was tired that day and wasn't part of the actual accident.
Did they know the dog had passed when you went up to the car?
Oh, yeah. I mean, immediately. I mean, literally everything behind the driver's seat was gone.
And
the driver's seat literally was pushed so far forward to pin this guy up against the steering wheel that he probably had problems breathing, to be honest. Yeah, it was bad.
That sucks.
It sounds bad.
That sounds awful. What have you seen on the road you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.